primary method is to embed your suspect, who may or may not be the perpetrator, among similar looking people. And there's only one suspect, and those similar looking ones, fillers, known innocents. So if the witness picks one of them, it's like, nah, right? You're not gonna charge this filler, right? Yeah. It's like if it's a live lineup and the witness picks Officer Krupke, you're not gonna charge Officer Krupke. Yeah. He was a filler, right? Yeah. Like he didn't do the shooting, right? So no harm done in one sense, right? That's the beauty of a properly constructed lineup, right? Yeah. So now this was early 80s, and I'm trying to get into police departments, but I'm not very successful because the DNA exonerations hadn't happened yet. That changed everything for me, yeah. Right? But I got a foot in the door in the Kansas City Police Department. They were a very progressive police department at the time. So I was able to go in and interact with all the detectives. And what I was after was I wanted photographs of their lineups or copies of their photographic lineups so that I could do analyses of the similarities and what the witness did on those, right? And in order to do that, I had to ask, which person here is the suspect? I want to know if there's suspects standing out from the fillers, right? So I've got this kind of stack there that they gave to me, and they're being very cooperative. And so I'm like, okay, on this one now, and I'm making like, hey, which person is the suspect?
Yeah.
And right away, it's like, what do you mean? He said, which of these people is the suspect and which ones are fillers? He says, they're all fucking suspects, man. I'm like, really? Yeah. What about this one? Yeah, they're all suspects. I don't think and I realized that, holy shit, our assumption about the model they were using was completely wrong.
Yeah.
About the model that some were using, yeah. Right? So I published a psychological bulletin article on just that problem. How much does that inflate the likelihood of mistaken ID? It just jumps sky high because it means anybody you pick, they're gonna try to prosecute. Unlike if there's only one person who's a suspect and you're just like guessing or you have low level knowledge or the real guy's not there, so this guy's just as good of a pick as that guy.
Yeah.
Then the errors get quickly shuffled to, I call it filler siphoning. They siphon off to the fillers, and you're not gonna bring charges against one of your fillers. It wouldn't have even occurred to me that someone would do a lineup that way.
Yeah.
Except you work at, you step out in the real world and work on this, and it's like, oh my God, back to the lab.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? There's a lot of back and forth between we see things in these real cases, and then it's like back to the lab.